Hello, and welcome back to Mojo Matters, the podcast that helps you get your spark back, not by pushing harder, but by working with your brain and body, not against them. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, your nervous system. Because if you've ever thought, why do I keep shutting down under pressure? Or why do I overreact and then regret it? Or why am I so tired, but I can't relax? This episode is for you. Your nervous system is not the enemy. You're not broken. You're not weak. Your nervous system is actually doing its job, probably a bit too well. And once you understand how it works, you can stop fighting yourself and start leading, living, and working in a way that actually supports you. Let me tell you, first of all, about a client, a leader, very smart, very values driven, but under pressure, he used to flip. Not outwardly necessarily, but inwardly. And his mind would go blank in meetings. He avoided having difficult conversations. He'd procrastinate. He'd zone out and then he would beat himself up later on. And he thought he had a mindset problem. But it's not a mindset problem that he had. It really was his nervous system. He was stuck in a freeze mode, his system literally shutting down to protect him from what it perceived as a threat. And this is the thing, most of us are walking around regulated just enough to function, but not enough to thrive. We're living in a constant state of fight, flight, or freeze, and often we don't even realize it. So let me break this down in some simple terms. Your nervous system has one job. It's keeping you alive. It's scanning your environment and your thoughts 24/7, and it's asking, am I safe or not? And if it senses a threat, even if that is a perceived imagined threat, not a real threat. That might be something like perceived judgment or pressure or the perception of uncertainty, then it shifts you into survival mode. So you might fight, so you might get snappy or reactive, or you might become really controlling, or you might flee. So the flight mode gets activated, you get busy. Maybe you're distracted, maybe you're running away from things, or you're overfunctioning, or you freeze and you shut down, or you zone out, or you feel numb, or you feel stuck. And the tricky part to this is these responses are automatic and we don't often choose them. Well, they're wired into the brain and the body through past experiences and conditioning. But the good news is, with the right tools, you can shift out of survival mode and back into a regulated, grounded state. And this is where a lot of the coaching work that I do, including neurosculpting, which helps you repattern your nervous system, works absolutely brilliantly. But for now, here, as always, are three simple science-backed ways to help you start building nervous system awareness and regulation. So, the first one is to track your state. So, start by asking yourself throughout the day, where am I right now? Am I calm? Am I anxious? Am I feeling shut down? Just notice it, name it without judgment. Awareness is always, as I say on every episode of this podcast, awareness is always the first step towards change. The second thing that you can do is move the energy. So, nervous system responses live in the body. So, if you're stuck in fight or flight or freeze, then you need to move through it. Move actually in a physical way. I've talked about this before, shaking the body, 30, 60, 90 seconds of neurogenic tremor, real kind of body shaking is going to help you. Maybe it's just a stretch, again, a walk. It might be if you're feeling really wound up, one of the things that releases my anger in a kind of productive and safe way is to just shout into my pillow, shout and scream or punch my pillow. That's a healthy way of releasing some of that pent-up energy and emotion. Any kind of movement completes, helps you discharge on that stress cycle, and it helps your body reset. And the third thing is anchor into the present moment. And this sounds a little bit woo-woo for some of you, but when your system is dysregulated, it's often because it's reacting to a past threat or a future fear. So you can use some grounding tools, sit in your chair, feet flat on the floor, breathe, make your bones heavy, maybe just notice the softness of the clothes that you are wearing, or hold or touch something that's textured. Just notice the texture. Or maybe you just stare out the window. Notice five things around you. These are really simple ways that start to train and tell your brain that you are safe in this one moment. So your nervous system is really something to understand and work with. And once you do, so many things change. You can stop reacting out of fear. You can start leading from calm. You stop burning yourself out, and you start showing up as the most best version of you, if you like. And so, if this episode has hit home for you and you want to go a bit deeper, I work with individuals and teams on all of this stuff, helping leaders, helping founders of businesses and organizations to use this understanding of nervous system regulation so that they can reduce stress, so that they can unlock performance and create environments and culture where people actually thrive. So whether that's on a one-to-one basis or it's in group work, then I'd love to support you. So drop me a message, joe@pacedevelopment.co.uk, or come and connect with me over on LinkedIn, because your mojo isn't just your mindset, it's a full body experience. So let's work with your system and not against it. Look forward to seeing you next time.